20 is adopted. Okay, folks, now we're going to take up the favorable committee report of the bill. Chair recognizes the senator from the Upper Shore.
Mr. President, I'm going to press we have a vote on the Second Amendment here, the bill, the committee report as amended. And I want to talk about it for a second. You know, I feel like we've kind of been put in this maze, this bill, trying to respond and do the right thing for our constituents. Because at the end of the day, what we want to do is be able to look our constituents in the eye and say we've done something to improve and try to prevent violence against our children, against our family members, against our constituents back home. You know, I think the fact of the matter is that there's a difference in opinion in what direction to go. I mean, this is an incredibly complex bill. It may have the title Firearm Safety Act, but as I think we've seen just in the last couple of days, this virtually touches on every aspect of our lives. And it's hard to anticipate. You know, in the 11 years I've been here, I think this is one of the most complicated bills I've seen, because for 6 weeks since it was talked about being introduced, I've been immersed in it, and it touches every fabric of our lives. And every time we think we've got it worked out, because there's so much in the bill and touches so many people in so many ways, it's very difficult to anticipate that. So it comes down to the idea that some believe that if by limiting the type of weapon, if by limiting magazines and their size, that somehow that we're going to be able to go back home and tell people that we've prevented some kind of horrific act or made their lives safer. I think there's a body of thought. Some people agree with that. Some people don't. I think some of us would rather see the very complex decision and questions about the mental health provisions and how they interplay, because we think that if we're able to deal with the mental health things, we really can look people in the eye and say we've made their life better. I think there's another contingency and group of people, and we can differ on how to implement it, but I think there's another group that really wants to seriously address school safety and whether we should have a security resource officer full-time here or in different places, how we implement that, how we fund that. I think that's something we can look our citizens in the eye, and if we take some kind of action, which actually isn't part of this bill, because amazingly, the Attorney General says that's not part of a single subject. And I have an amendment that would have that discussion to the floor, but I've been told this morning that I can't put it into the bill because it's not single subject, which I find kind of bizarre given the way I think we think that. And I think there's another fragment of people, a section of people who believe that we should be dealing with criminals who use guns in the commitment of crimes, and to make that much tougher. You know, for some of the states that have been bandied about the floor the last couple of days, in which improvements in gun safety have been talked about, it's actually those states that have made some significant and serious strides as far as going after the criminals who actually use guns in the commitment of violent crime, has shown some significant results, again, with the idea to do that. But for us on this floor, and I think we've made a heck of an effort, and I applaud the Senate President for having the patience to work our way through this very difficult process. Challenge is, ladies and gentlemen, we can't seem to anticipate it all. And the idea that we're going to pass something that basically brings in so many currently law-abiding citizens, this is the strangest subject matter, because the way we seem to be going about this is that the more restrictions that we put on law-abiding citizens in this bill, the better off we're supposed to feel about it. I really don't think that works that way. I think that the way this is in one complex bill, trying to deal with magazines, the actual definition of what the weapons are, mental health provisions, like to have seen school safety, we'll either deal with outside that or if we get some resolution to that further this morning, how we treat criminals. This is not the mechanism to do that. And while it may be a grand gesture, I will tell you that after 6 weeks of total immersion into this subject and watching what's going on the floor by people pointing things out, you know, how is it in a deal that we're dealing with this every day, And we have one of our members stand up and saying, I'm not sure whether I'm legal or not. How is it that after 6 weeks of discussion, we're standing here saying, well, can I pass this along to my descendants or not? All the specific situations, because actually the 5.8 million people in the state, we're touching their lives with this bill. It's hard to anticipate it all. So while I applaud the effort in trying to do it, the idea of creating a omnibus bill that has going to solve all these issues and then be able to look our citizens in the eye when it's over and say, we made things safer for you, I think is too tall a challenge. I actually think that the piecemeal approach probably would have led to a better outcome for that. In this omnibus bill, as we go on with this, I think we should say today to reject this approach, take the time that we have left, carve out the pieces that are the most important, bring them to the floor and have that discussion, because the longer we're here, it's not like this bill gets better. It just highlights more and more problems because, as people have pointed out to me, it's not necessarily the individual provision that's maybe onerous or cause problems. It's the interaction of a bill that reaches so far into so many people's lives that creates a work product for us that avoids us to have that saying and look our people in the eye and say, we did something that's going to improve your safety. So, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I think this is an appropriate time to step back, applaud the work that's been done that shows just how complex this is, try to pick the pieces that we can go home and feel focused that we've done something, take the remaining time of the session to work on those pieces, but it's time to say enough is enough, because we're going to do our best, I'm sure, if this continues down this process, to fix and make this work as best we can. But the challenge is that it does not achieve what we are all hoping to do, which is to look our citizens in the eye and say, we did something that will make you safer. So I urge at this point a red vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, folks, this bill's on second reader. The question is the Fair Committee report, green vote, adopt the Fair Committee.